Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. A News and Farm Director, Eric Johnson.
How might agriculture be included in the recently announced realignment of our nation's trade approach and strategy with China? Rod Bain for the USDA has more.
A realigning of trade policies towards China.
A new, holistic, and pragmatic approach in our relationship with China that can actually further our strategic and economic objectives for the near term and the long term.
And U.S. Trade Representative Katherine Tai's recent announcement on behalf of the Biden administration is designed to address lingering trade issues between the two nations.
As our economic relationship with China evolves, so too must our tactics to defend our interests.
So what might this strategy look like? The ambassador says first and foremost is frank discussions with their Chinese counterparts, including
discussion over China's performance under the Phase One agreement. China made commitments that benefit certain American industries, including agriculture, that we must enforce.
Going beyond that,
we will start a targeted tariff exclusion process. We will ensure that the existing enforcement structure optimally serves our economic interests. We will keep open the potential for additional exclusion processes as warranted.
Part of the strategy focuses on concerns of China's state-centered and non-market trade practices not addressed in the Phase 1 agreement.
As we work to enforce the terms of Phase 1, we will raise these broader policy concerns with Beijing. And we will use the full range of tools we have and develop new tools as needed to defend American economic interests from harmful policies and practices.
And there is the component of collaboration.
We will work closely with our allies and like-minded partners towards building truly fair international trade that enables healthy competition.
In agreement of this Chinese trade realignment strategy is Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack, who explains regarding review of China's performance within Phase 1.
The Chinese made a promise to take 57 steps focused on sanitary and phytosanitary non-tariff related issues that impact and affect trade. The Chinese were pretty aggressive at the outset in terms of compliance. They met roughly 50 of the 57 items that they agreed, but there's seven still very large items that have yet to be resolved by the Chinese, not the least of which is biotechnology trait approvals.
The secretary adds that while China has recently increased ag purchases from the U.S.,
they're still about $5 billion short of the amount of purchasing under Phase 1.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.